I am a man.
All right, I'm calling you from CIA. I want a spy story, man.
Hey, what do you do with the CIA? Obviously, you're not an agent. I don't think you could be an agent. You must, let me guess, you work in the mailroom.
Yeah, I do, man. Serious.
Really?
Yes, because I bet you work in the mailroom.
Yeah.
Really? I do, man. I work in the mailroom.
Somehow I got the feeling that you're not going to be doing any high-level espionage anytime too soon. I just, somehow, the second you called, I realized that you were not one of our covert agents.
No, I'm not, man. I'm a summer employee in the mailroom.
Really? I mean, you think it's how all the girls, you tell the girls, I work for the CIA, you probably got a little badge you got to wear to get in there. They don't know you're just filing letters in little holes.
Yeah, exactly, man.
You turn them on. They say, well, where's your gun? You say, well, I don't know, and I'm trained in deadly skills with my hands.
Yeah. We do it, man. We want to hear a spy story. We're listening to you.
All right. You want to hear something about action and adventure deep in the bowels of the labyrinth passageways of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Exactly.
You want to hear something for the boys at Langley?
Yes, exactly.
All right, then. Crank it up in the hallways as the agents dart. There's a boss jock who leads a life of danger. With every name he spoofs, he stays a stranger. Another chance he takes. Odds are he'll be lesion laden tomorrow. Hawaii Five-O, starring Jack Lord. King Chang as Bing Bao. You ever watch that show? There's one character on there whose real name is Xing Rao, and they change his name to Ching Jiao. What difference does it make, huh? Starring Kling Bang as Vong Ding. Why don't they just call him Kling Bang? Why do they gotta call him Vong Ding? I don't know. I've always wanted to. It irritates me. I can't even watch the show. James McCarthy, Jack Lloyd, and King Lang as Bing Zing. That's ridiculous. You know, I don't know. It's maybe not today, though. It's probably over there. You know, if your name is Bling Lang, it's probably it's better to be called Zing Fong. I don't know. I don't understand it. It's one of the great perplexities of life. If I ever meet the casting director of Hawaii Five-O, I will ask him why he changed that poor sod's name. But anyway, I don't like to talk about the CIA. I had a very bad experience over there. When I first came to town, everybody at the CIA was big fans, and they invited me to take the VIP tour, the extra special tour. I mean, you know, you can slum through there, get the regular tour. And I mean, I got the extra special. I got to actually go in this room where they were conducting surveillance. Yep, they had a wiretap going, and I stood there, and I watched. Apparently, they had tapped someone who had high security clearance, was calling the Russian embassy. Tapes were rolling. There were live mics everywhere. Everybody put their finger to their lips in any kind of maneuver. Because I was the boss jock, I was allowed to get right there as an actual crime was being stopped, a crime of international espionage. I stood there. They actually handed me a headset. They picked up another extension for me, and I held it very quietly, and I listened. The man was about to commit himself. The man was about ready to tell us secrets that could have blown us wide open and could have gotten him life in jail for treason. We all held our breath. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in that room. The man said, all right. My name is, and he was about to give his name when suddenly I felt this little tickle of a nose nugget, and I started going, The guy hung up immediately. Everybody stared at me. I said, geez, I said, hey, Theory, I'm very sorry about that. What?